You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In recent years, local news all across the country has often struggled. News deserts have begun springing up in places all around the Mountain West as folks have fewer resources to turn to. That's because newspapers, TV and radio stations, they have shrunk or they've closed in many communities. And people have lost vital sources of information to help them make informed decisions in their lives. However, there are some news organizations that have been able to grow during a critical time in our nation's history. And we are very proud and humbled to count Boise State Public Radio among one of those outlets. Joining us now to talk about two exciting developments in our station's news future is Tom Michael, General Manager of Boise State Public Radio. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Gemma. Good to be with you and all the listeners today.
So can you tell us about the big news? If people are regular listeners, they may have heard something about this already, but this is a significant donation to the station. So who are the donors?
Sure. We're really excited about this and can't wait to share the news that the station received an unrestricted gift of $1.1 million from a couple, Charles Childers and his wife, Lorraine. And we received that gift this year.
So you said unrestricted, Tom. Can you explain for people what that means?
Sure. It's a donation of money or property to a nonprofit organization, and it doesn't have a specific purpose. But we decided to create a legacy in the Childers' names for decades to come by creating an endowment. An endowment, in a lot of ways, is a long-term investment. So the bulk of this money will go into an endowment we call the Endowment for Local News. As you know, and as our listeners know, Boise State Public Radio has been around 40-plus years. And by creating an endowment, a long-term investment, we can assure that we'll have decades of news coverage for years to come.
So I'm really curious, Tom, and I'll get back to the endowment in a minute, but I'm super curious about the Childers' relationship to the station before they passed away.
Oh, yeah. This is always so interesting when people leave a legacy gift or a donation in their will. I can tell you a little bit about Charles Childers. He grew up on a farm in Caldwell, received an engineering degree at UCal Berkeley, went into service for the U.S. Army during the Korean War, and then worked for his entire career as an engineer for Idaho Power. And similarly, Lorraine, she went to, also was educated in California at the Kaiser Foundation School of Nursing in Oakland, and she also spent her career as a nurse here in Idaho. And the thing is, they were very modest donors to Boise State Public Radio throughout their lifetimes, very modest. And then it was a surprise that Charles and Lorraine had created this will and named us among those charities in his estate.
So I want to know what your reaction was when you found out about this donation. Frankly, how surprised were you? Because this is an extremely large donation for a station of our size in the community of our size. So I'm just curious to know what your first reaction was when you found out about this.
Right. I got the call from the lawyer who told me we were being listed in this will. And I'm like, great, we get calls like that all the time. And then he told me the price, the amount that the Childers were giving. It's kind of like that scene from Austin Powers where they say, and $1 million. And it's stunning
right.
Because as you said, Gemma, our annual budget is about, you know, $3 to $4 million, and $1 million is quite significant. And so we decided there's some things we need to do to shore up some local news here, some local news projects. But really, we want this. We want, you know, the next staff on Boise State Public Radio, the next generation of listeners to really benefit.
Okay, so you talked about that we're doing an endowment. So then this actually makes a way for other listeners and members to participate in the endowment, correct?
They can. It's called the Legacy Gift. We have a club called the Legacy Society. We have two new members already. It's really simple. You just, with one sentence in your will, you can add Boise State Public Radio. And you could do it anonymously, and you can call us to discuss it too.
Okay, so I want to flip gears real quick. We're almost out of time, but a recent development in our newsroom as well is the Boise State Public Radio app. And again, you know, why invest in a news app at this point?
Sure. And for a long time, we liked the solution that NPR One provided. That was a standalone app. But really, we saw incredible digital numbers in March and April. The pandemic just accelerated the trend to digital for a lot of business, including us. And at a glance in your hand, you can see podcasts. You can see old episodes of Idaho Matters, our podcast Grouse, local news, national news. It's really, really fun. And it's for Apple or Android, of course. You know where to get apps these days. But for people who are app users, I really find this one useful.
I have to tell you, I think the one that we're the most excited about on Idaho Matters, one of the features, is the Talk to Us feature on the app, because we love hearing from our listeners. I mean, Tom, we get story ideas from them, as you know. They come on the show as experts sometimes, right? And this app allows folks to actually send us a radio quality audio message that we can use on air and on our podcast. So much work behind the scenes on that, Tom, and we appreciate it here at Idaho Matters.
Oh, that's excellent. Looking forward to hearing more of it.
We've been talking with our general manager, Boise State Public Radio general manager, Tom Michael. Tom, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You take care.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters as well. As we said, you want to talk to us? Download our new app, Boise State Public Radio. You can find it in the App Store and then send us a message. We may just use it on the air or send us an idea for a segment. It is Monday. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.